So that will address a separate issue. But the duration of how much trastuzumab you need, I think in the next year or so, we're going to have some very interesting data. We'll have 2 years versus 1 year, and then we also have 12 weeks versus nothing. If 2 years versus 1 year is preferable, then I think the FinHair study will go by the wayside. But if 2 years versus 1 year is not better, then I think we all got to scratch our heads and say maybe we're giving way too much trastuzumab.
I think we'll still have to scratch our heads, and here's why. If indeed trastuzumab is a stimulator of chemotherapy-induced apoptosis for cancer cells, and that is a significantly different mechanism than anything would apply in the HERA trial, 2 years versus 1 year might give you a great data set for prolonged growth factor inhibition, but tell you nothing about whether or not you need that prolonged inhibition after you've had the chemotherapy-induced apoptosis.
Right, and also, Dan, you're right in your conclusions about the data if it's very, very convincing. But I think that if it turns out that 12 weeks is a little bit less effective than a year, and 2 years is a little bit better than 1 year. When you're talking about a therapy of this cost and you're talking about the convenience to the patient, there's still going to be many doctors and patients who are going to elect to go with a shorter treatment rather than none.
Well, remember, these adjuvant trials, 30% dropout during the course of the year.
Yeah.
For a variety of reasons. Some was cardiac, but some is a year of infusional therapy is not trivial.
I mean, do you think that really happens to any? I mean, you see that in your own practice? People just say, you know, I don't want to take anymore?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I haven't heard that.
I don't see that in my practice other than related to the cardiac dysfunction. But we said before, I think our practice in an academic center is very different than the average clinician. And
if indeed that two-year benefit, Paul, that you, if there is a benefit for 2 years over 1 year of trastuzumab in the HERA trial, if that benefit is a very small magnitude compared to the cost, I agree with you. It's definitely going to have an impact on how people will think about using trastuzumab.
When do you think we'll find out about two versus one?
When the DSMC releases the data.
Any projections about when that might be?
No.
My only feeling about my feeling about these data that you don't hear about for a long time is because the effect is not going to be that strong, or we would have heard by now. Usually,
so
when you wait a long time, the effect is small.
So
right,
I know,
yeah. So you can't talk. Okay.